new music, and news. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Yeah. We back. I'm on the world tour with me and my man.
Whoa, that was
some homo lyrics right
you
there.
You had me feeling uncomfortable just now.
I didn't feel comfortable saying that. Whoa.
I almost had a hashtag, hashtag me too right now. Hey, hey.
What the hell? Homo lyrics. I don't know, man. That was what year was that? 2000 something?
Hey, 80 something? But the thing is, what he was trying to say, like him and his boy are comfortable with themselves. And they good.
You my man though.
No,
it don't
not.
Work
no,
now. It just don't work.
I'm your boy. I'm your boy. I'm not your man.
It don't work now. Maybe girls can say that.
Oh yeah, women can say everything. Everything, you know. They are viewed a lot different than what we are viewed. But, hey, with that being said, welcome to Side Hustle Radio.
Yep.
Hey, well, I'm not letting you. You're not going back into the song again.
I'm DJ DEEPOISE
on everything. Can I be F? You
know? You know?
Hey, we back in the building. with that hip hop to the hop to the hip.
Lots of suspect things going on in hip hop. Now you wonder.
Nah, this is the beyond the suspect thing. Let me tell you this. You know the latest news poll is talking about your little nephew out here. Kanye West is officially more popular with white people according to the recent polls.
Oh wow.
What? Yeah, the same Kanye that's popular with white people that said that George Bush don't like white people. He wasn't popular then. The same Kanye that came on stage and told Taylor Swift you need to sit down because you didn't deserve the award.
I'm gonna let you speak in a minute.
Yeah, we're gonna let you speak in a minute. But Beyonce should have won.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's you. That same Kanye. Now, this little nutcase on medication. Well, he's off of medication because he's going, he's going out. They're saying that Ray J was the only one that got out.
Ray J?
Yeah. He didn't get mixed up in the teacup stirring of the Kardashians. So they couldn't brainwash Ray J.
Oh. Oh, but according to Trump, because of Kanye, he's turning the black community his way. Did you see that?
Huh?
Kanye is bringing the black community around to supporting Trump.
Let me tell you what. Me and my bro, we don't talk politics, but me and my bro,
your man?
No, me and my bro. Like me and my bro, we talk politics. We chop up politics. We have very similar views. Then we have non-similar views. There was a one time I was a registered Republican.
What?
Of course.
What was this?
Oh, this was during the George Bush era. Man.
You supported George Bush?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one?
Two.
Senior?
No, Junior. Junior was funny. That was my boy. Junior was funny.
What?
I ain't support one. I didn't support Reagan, but I supported Bush too. So, you know, the pressure to Bush, the one Kanye was talking about, I supported him.
Oh God!
But at the same time, he wasn't doing stuff like Trump was doing. He wasn't doing none of this.
He was doing a lot of dumb stuff now.
Well, he was just what he was. He was just a little special. But you gotta admit, he's smarter than Trump.
Yeah.
Trump is doing everything dumb. He's trying to destroy everything that President Obama did. He's trying to destroy everything.
Right.
But, you know, even we talk politics, and, And you don't hear me saying, you know, hey, Trump is right. Trump, no, Trump is not right. Trump is completely wrong.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. And if you want us to, if you want us to split up as a team, as me and DJ DePoy split up, let DJ DePoy talk about he's voting for Trump. We're done.
Slavery is a choice.
Yeah, it was a choice.
I want to be a slave.
I'm not going to trip with Kanye. It was a choice. Either you slave or you die. Them were the only two choices you had.
I want to be a slave. Seriously? I want to be a slave.
Slave or die? Which choice do you want to pick?
Or and run?
No, no, you can't run. Where are you going to run to?
Harriet Tubman was there. She had my back.
Well, she was up in Canada doing her first tour. Didn't have to come back and get y'all. But you have to look at during slavery. They say like slaves. There are some slaves that didn't want to eat, and the plantation owners forced them to eat by shoving food down their mouth and like breaking their teeth. And giving them food to put in and put into their stomach to keep them nourished. So my whole thing is slavery. No, don't get me started. Hey, we're here to talk about hip hop and what's hot out there, what's trending out there.
Oh, wait a minute. You talk about them house. Yeah, them house.
I'm not talking about the Kanyes. We done talked about the Kanyes.
So he was one of them house.
Yeah, Kanye would have been the house one. Yeah, he was a narc on you.
Dude in Django.
Because I would have put Kanye to sleep. Every time I saw him, I would call him alone. I'll put him to sleep.
He was like old boy in Django.
or Uncle Ruckus in the Boondocks. But hey, like I said, it's been a great week in hip hop, except in the news. And then like I said, dealing with your nephew Kanye, so you know.
About your your cousin.
Boy, who's my
Kales.
Cousin? Kales. Okay. We can't put Kales on hip hop. We gotta keep him with R&B.
Kales rap.
Well, hey, only thing I'm gonna say is unmute Kales. Hashtag that, unmute Kales. Now, they all knocking on his door now. Now you said Apple Music is dropping his. Apple is dropping his music?
And Pandora. They're not dropping it. Well, Spotify is not putting it in playlists. And then it said Apple Music and Pandora are not promoting this music. Ain't none of these people say, we're going to take R. Kelly's music off of our site. Are you stupid? R. Kelly has sold millions of records. You're going to be a fool not to have his music there? Until he's convicted, can't. You know,
but what again? What are you going to convict him of? Only you're going to convict him of. He's going to do jail time. He's about to get a fine for giving a young lady an STD who was of age. He gave her an STD. Yes, it's illegal to give someone an STD, and you could take them to court.
They're just trying to get his money, man.
They're trying to get his money, and you got these people coming out because they had, I forgot what show was this week. I saw some of the highlights, and they were like, the mother and father, he brainwashed my 22-year-old daughter. I'm like, 22? You know what I was doing at the age of 22?
What?
A lot of bad things, because I was too grown. And I know my mother was like, hey, leave that little girl alone, or she's going to get you in trouble. You know, and here I am, just doing me. And getting brainwashed by all these women out here. I'm playing as a joke. But anyway, what I'm saying here is this. You know, R. Kelly done changed. He was after the pre-teens. He was after the teens initially. And then.
Now he's messing with the women that are, they're legal.
Yeah, but these women are legal. They are up. These women are up age.
But they just look like babies.
They don't care if they look like babies. They're up age, though. But I'm just trying to figure out, he should not be charged with no... Well, yeah, he did do a crime. He did give someone the STD. And giving someone the STD is incorrect. That is not right. That's not right. But at the same time,
it's his word against hers, though, right?
No, well, he knew he had it. She knew he had it, but he still gave it to her. But
maybe he didn't know he had it.
No, he knew he had it.
He was burning.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't know if he was burning, but he knew he had it. Kel's been having this for a long time. Okay, so let's go ahead and take our first break. What song we got on the first thing? You know, we got the MC Light. You gonna play that MC Light? No, you're not gonna play that Rick Ross though.
You mean say Toby?
No, we're not playing that.
Okay, we'll play the new MC Light with Lil Mama.
Oh, with Lil Mama? Oh, jeez. MC Light, why you do it?
And Lil Mama's hip hop.
Lil Mama's hip. Okay, whatever.
You don't think?
No, I don't know what she is. Is she a rapper still?
I don't know.
She's a show host. Okay, hey, we be right back. This is Side Hustle Radio. I be Hefe.
DJ DEEPRISC
on everything.
What I got, they want, but it's hard to touch. Nope, not like the yellow brick road. Mean I ain't easy, shit and self-control. Listen, I'm all about decency. So before you try seizing me, try pleasing me. I'm high five with the low profile, but I'm not docile and I'm not your child. So think before you speak to me and open up your mouth on as long as you leave. I'm thorough, check your A to Z. All my P's and Q's and it pays to be BK all day, no play. Y'all still stuck in a box like board games.
I've come too far to settle, baby.
When I hit the curb, I never drift or swerve, I just shift and burn. Better know I ain't a bit concerned. Just sit and learn, then get your turn. Y'all lost, don't even know the course change. I'm like long money, I like short change. And I'm bossy, but you love that. Say anything, still come back. You're like a little spice in my mood. You're like it when I got attitude. I ain't staying, I'm just passing through. But your actions do make me laugh at you.
I've come too far to settle, baby. You my soul.
Been needy and I know you won't need me, but if we gon' build then it ain't gon' be easy. You know I stay fresh like the water I'll feed you. I give you the world even though you ain't greedy. Looking at life for the finer things. I want love more than the diamond rings. I need trust more than the lies it brings. Looking for the guy that designed for me. Even right then he got to go hard. Even more over he got to know God. Storing a place for my soul and his heart. Lit like the moon when I shine in the dark. High enough it can't tear us. When them haters get to talking, man, it's only 'cause they fear us. Can't let them get near us. When you looking in my eyes, know you looking at your mirror.
I've come too far to settle, baby, you must work.
Alright, alright, welcome back everybody to Side Hustle Radio. I be Hef Chulo with that platinum DJ DEEPOISE on editing.
Yes.
That's DJ Da Poise, and we just heard the MC Light new one. With
Easy.
With
Lil Mama.
Lil Mama. Okay, I thought she was doing the hook. I thought she was singing.
No.
That was okay. Lil so Mama you trying to say the second rapper there was Lil Mama?
You trying to say Lil Mama?
She can't rap.
Outshine.
She can't rap like that, bro.
That was her.
No, that was
She can have a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair. Okay. I thought it was Nicki Minaj. So
Lil Mama's hip hop.
She is not hip hop. Stop that.
That's what they say.
Hey, we're gonna talk about real hip hop right now. We got a real hip hop artist within this studio right now. Hey, let's go ahead and bring on Scotty Benz in the building. Scotty Benz!
Yo, what's up, Hef? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, family?
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's no problem, man. Hey, we thank you for your music. thank you for your music. Scotty, for those who do know you, for those who don't know you, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm out here in the Midwest from Wisconsin, you know what I'm saying? So, that's where we at.
Well, he said Wisconsin? Wisconsin?
Out of Oak Cliff.
He said Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm all the way in Wisconsin, man.
Oh.
Beer and cheese, man.
Beer and cheese. Is this snowing day right now? I'm playing. This is a joke.
You would think so, right? It actually just left us about 2 weeks ago.
Were you at Madison?
Nah, up by Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, it probably was just about 2 weeks. I can believe that. You're way up there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're in Eau Claire.
Okay. Okay.
Come on, man.
Man, they have hip-hop in Madison? Hip-hop in Wisconsin?
Yeah, they got hip-hop.
I probably have like one black station in the whole state. In the whole state.
Yeah, there's we got about 3 rappers here and some Amish people and shit, but, you know. I'm originally from this area. Been writing music for about 15 years. You can check me out on all platforms at Scotty Benz with K. And, I'm out here just repping my crew, Throttle Clan. Shout out to my guy, Jake DeFaw, Dito, J-Mob, Thomas.
That's right. Scotty Benz on everything. Hey, check him out on social media. So you've been doing this for about 15 years?
Just writing music. You know what I'm saying? As far as going super hard with it and doing music videos and traveling and pushing the brand, I'd say about a strong 7 years. You know, I'm trying to keep it together, keep it moving, you know, fighting medical teaching cases and probation and all that bullshit, but, you know, you can't let it get further down.
Oh, okay. Hey, you can't let it get you. Keep the hustle going. Keep that hustle going. So, you know, what were some of your influences? Because I'm just really thinking about, like, Wisconsin. I can't think of artists that came out of Wisconsin.
You guys know about Ishtar, huh? Out of Milwaukee.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds a little familiar. So, are you familiar with that one?
Sounds familiar. I can't, you know.
Well, he's a cat based out of Milwaukee. He's got been doing some things. My guy Jake DeFoss is doing big things too. He's got a record out called Big Truck. And he like swayed his way into the little hip hop scene, which I didn't even know existed. That's been going well too. Y'all should check that shit out on YouTube right now. Throttle Clan TV.
You said the hip hop scene, the hip hop.
Yeah, that's funny. I had no idea.
That's funny you said that because I was listening to some hip hop today with a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, check him out, Jake Vitas. He just did an interview with him last week.
Hip-hop is a movement now.
Yeah, movement. Yeah, since Eminem. Yeah, Eminem is hip-hop.
It's so crazy. for example, that really ain't my scene, how I get down in general, but this shows you what type of people will be listening to all types of music. There's an avenue for everybody, you know?
Right. Hip-hop is universal now. So many different forms of it.
Hip-hop. Okay. Scotty J, so who are some of your influences when it came to your music?
Let's see. When I was growing up, I listened to, I remember walking through middle school with my Sony Walkman.
Did he say Sony Walkman?
With
the batteries? He had actual batteries?
I'm an old head, man.
Oh, you can't be that old. Wow. Look like you like 15.
A lot of Tupac, Biggie, DMX, Black Thought, The Roots. Listened to a lot of old Kanye. I don't care if he's doing it for attention or whatever. He's fucking wrong.
Hey, man, you gotta support your fellow Midwest artists, man.
No, we do not. No, I'm with Scotty.
Yeah, I don't support that shit. I swear I had the shoes in the checkout and everything. And I was like, you know what? Fuck, dude. I'd rather buy some fucking Balenciagas or something.
So, you don't think this new album gonna do too well, or you?
it's all good to be a genius and to be different and to, just to scheme and shit, but when it comes down to disrespecting and just being a puppet,
right.
I just don't like what he's doing. I said it's real coonish. I don't fuck with that shit.
Yes.
There you go.
This is a true artist right here. He don't mess with that. That coonish stuff gotta go. And the thing is, you know, the crazy thing about Kanye is we support Kanye. We just mess with Kanye because you are Kanye. But when you go around saying crazy stuff,
you got the biggest platform, man. You gotta
delegate
that shit. You talking about running for president? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I had his back initially. Then he said. Slavery was a choice. I'm like, oh, we don't have your back. I gotta walk away. Okay.
Yeah.
But I told myself I wasn't gonna get political tonight, Scotty Biz. I told myself that. DJ the Poison trying to bait me all night long with this Kanye. But
you my mans.
I'm not your mans. I'm your boy. I'm not your mans. Yeah.
I mean, he's a genius. I just don't fuck with this little angle he was going at. I can't support that shit.
Nah, you can't. No, you can't. No,
I guess like it was a choice. It was a choice to be a slave. He's lost his fucking mind.
So then was some of your influence, Black Star. When he brought up Black Star, like too many. Yeah, he got some good thoughts. He said Black Star. Okay, so with that being said, we get to showcase some of your music this evening, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to showcase some of your music on our platform here.
Yeah, thank you.
What's one of the tracks? Your first tracks you want to get into?
I'm going to put this, it's titled Boss Up on there, but the record is called Steve and Me. The latest music video I shot in L.A. and Vegas.
On
my Facebook page. Check me out, facebook.com/ScottyBenz with a K, B-E-N-Z. So yeah, that's on there. So we can start with that record. It's produced by Curfew. He's a producer out of L.A. It's all original joint, mixed and mastered by Northern Noise. He's part of the Throttle Clan Click. That's an original joint. Check that out.
Original joint. Hey, this is Scotty Benz, and this is what? Believe Me? Believe in Me?
Believe in Me, yeah.
There we go. Be right back. So, Side Hustle Radio.
Throttle Clan.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
It's 3 a.m., nigga. Scotty Benz.
Do you believe in me, or do you want some money? You look out for me and show me that you love me. Keep a notebook for the dreams until I fade away. Always searching for the right words to say. Do they believe in me or do they want some money? Will you look out for me and show me that you love me? Keep a notebook for the dreams until I fade away. Always searching for the right words to say. Shit. Question their intentions just to see what type of shit they on. Nowadays they can't trust the soul that you a demigod. Paranoid, fucking up my blood pressure, my bloodline. Cooling down with this high life while I'm writing down these dream lines. Palm trees, long boards, blacking out the hard times. Most people ain't genuine, but you doing bad or you struggling. Breath over that Vicodin, hit them hard with that common sense. That shit ain't cool, you OC. Cocaine, nosebleeds, better watch them closely. Pulling up on my days off, cause that studio can be lonely. But I ain't got no days off, so this studio is my homie. It's not what you say, it's how you say it if you know me. No reason for fake friends, I'm done with all you phonies. Say you fuck with Throttle Clan, but hating on us low-key. You the ones paying attention, running your lips loose. Do you believe in me, or do you want some money? Will you look out for me and show me that you love me? Keep a notebook for the dreams until I fade away. Working on my karma, build that bitch up to capacity. Lately they've been gunning for me, shooting
blanks and making stories. Jealousy and envy always tries to take the glory, don't it? Ain't I supposed to be working this game time? Speaking the truth and I can't lie. Braid in my hair, I got hang time. Fuck all these bitches, they canines. Why would you want me to fail? Family's happily out of that cell. Gathering energy, pull up a chair. Fresh inhale. Let me process these details. People are self-absorbed. That's that shit that we can't afford. That's that circle I try to avoid. Jesus, life's so complicated, they need us. Talking about my business, talking about my life as if you live this. Another false prophet like these misfits, repeating the same question I started with. Do you believe in me or do you want some money? Will you look out for me and show me that you love me? Keep a notebook full of dreams until I fade away. Are we searching for the right words to say? Do they believe in me or do they want some money? Will you look out for me and show me that you love me? Keep a notebook full of dreams until I fade away. Are we searching for the right words to say? Shit.
Alright, 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 that's Believe in Me. That's Scotty Benz in the building.
Hey, fuck with it or what, man?
Man, that track is fire right
I mess
there.
With it. I mess hey, with
man,
it.
You believe in me or do you want some money, man? What is it?
I believe in you. Doing your thing.
Doing your thing. Woo-wee!
What's the name of your crew, man? Throttle.
Throttle Clan.
Who's all in the Throttle Clan, man, exactly?
Throttle Clan, man. We got about 5 cats in there of just artists. You know, Throttle Clan is really the support group and the people behind us that support us. But individually, you know, we're all kind of our own entities as well and our own brand. Like I said, I go by Scotty Benz. Other homie is Jake Lacoste, J-Mob, Dito, Bones Daily, and J-Mob, and I Thomas. We got some hitters in here, man.
Oh man, you got a hitter with that track right there. Oh, that track.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
man,
that.
That makes.
But yeah, my guy, Cinedub, CinedUB. He's the one that shot that joint, Walter Mueller Studios. Check him out if you ever need some work or shit. You need a wedding. That's the man.
Okay. Oh, so there's a video, is what you're saying?
For this. Yeah, there's a video. You gotta check that joint out. I didn't throw it on the YouTube page yet. I let it ride for, I think, the last 3 weeks right here on my Facebook joint just to build up that audience, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Y'all, you say it is out now or it's not out now? Can
yeah, it's out now. It's been out for about a month, I think.
How can they find it?
Yeah,
man?
Pop it up. You can pop it up and peep that joint too, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna check it out. Where can we? How do you find it now?
Go to Facebook and just type in Scotty Benz. You'll find my fan page right there. All my latest videos are on there. The last 5 that I dropped from my last project, which is called Children of the Goat. You can check that out on iTunes.
You know something? I was gonna ask you if that one, because you know I was on iTunes looking up music. Because I was looking up different artists on music, on iTunes, and I saw that on iTunes, Scotty Benz on iTunes, Child of the Goat. I wonder, was that your first?
That wasn't my first body of work. Until you make, you never really drop an album, right? So, that'd probably be like my. That's gotta be like my 8th album, man.
Wow. So you dropped a few different.
I've dropped a lot. I've been writing for a long time, like I said. So I've been doing it for a grip. You can check me out on SoundCloud too. I got about like 80, 90 songs on there.
Wow. On SoundCloud? Oh yeah, we gotta pull some of them.
That's why I said there's a lot. When you ask me like to send a song, it's kind of hard. Like, this other track I want to play for you is called East Side. I grew up on the East Side, East Hill or whatever, where I'm from or whatever. I talked about what was going on in my life at that time and what I had been going through. I'd pretty much lost everything. I had gone through this case and I was out there bad, living in the RV behind my mom's spot, you know, taking electricity from the inside, bringing it to the back just to have my studio and write songs and shit.
Wow.
I was just out there bad trying to get my shit together, you know what I mean? I was in a bad spot. So I just talked about all that. I talked about how when my son was born, he had an issue with his skull that was fused at the, you know, at the sutures. So he had to have a crazy ass surgery at three months old. And I kind of recap into that and how I was feeling and the blessings that came along with that struggle, you know.
So, you know, it's been something for you. It's been a journey. This journey is really making you.
Yeah, it's a love thing, man. Like, I feel like that's what a lot of artists lose, though. Even when they do make it and they get that shine and they get that avenue, they just kind of forget, like, why they were writing those songs. Like, they don't have the same substance or content anymore. And you can see it just dissolve as they prolong their career. You know what I'm saying?
It's like they don't have the hunger
anymore. There's only a couple real ones out there who just stay in their lane and just be themselves, and they don't have to accommodate other people's stereotypes of what they're supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
So you just saying you only write what you live. Is right what you're saying. You,
man, like, I really talk about the shit that I've been or the shit that I'm dreaming and thinking about. I don't do that boasting shit. Like, when I talk about having an A7, I really have an A7. When I talk about, you know, having a chain, I really got almost $20,000 24-karat chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to boast. I own a barber shop. I do shit, charity work for the community, cutting hair. I fucking own a product line. I do clothing and shit too. The line's called People Suck, blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? So I do a lot. I do a lot of shit. So I try to stay focused and focus on what I'm passionate about and let the rest just do what it does. You know what I'm saying?
You're not just a rapper, you're an entrepreneur. As in Jay-Z said,
I'm trying to build these kids up. Let them know that there's other ways. You don't gotta do all this other bullshit and live through it just to talk about it like I am right now. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, you know, I love your entrepreneurial endeavors. Man, you might have to just do a class here on this show one day about being an entrepreneur. You know, maybe we should have reached out to you about being an entrepreneur. That's what we should have done. Even though your music is fire.
I just talked to a high school the other day, actually. North High School here in town.
Okay, so you have your own barber. You know, you have your own barber shop. And where your barber shop? Where your barber shop located?
It's on Water Street, Old Player with Garrison, called Chip's Barbershop. And then my product line is called Chip's High Maintenance. Like, and you can also find me online with all that shit, too.
Okay. What's your product line for? That for the beard or for the clean face, like me?
The product line is, you know, we got like a Moroccan argan texturizer base, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like 360 wave shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some Burke's Bees. We got some like Burke's Bees called Everybody's Beeswax. That's more of a stronghold and gives you more of the dry look, you know what I'm saying? But it looks smooth, smells good. We got some beard oil, and we have shampoo and conditioner as well.
So there you go, the boys. You know, you got the beard.
I rock with you on the beard.
Yeah, he's a beard game. I'm clear face. I'm clean face. But I got the waves, though.
I got the waves. I got the beard, man.
Yeah, I got the waves, though. I think I can do it for the hair. I got the waves.
Hey, never mind.
Oh, you got the butters, huh? Okay.
Never mind the 444. You got your own before that Jay-Z record drop. You already had your stuff popping.
So this dude 777. This is what it is.
Dropping the business.
Cause like you said.
I mean, I'm just trying. I got responsibilities. I can't put all my eggs in one basket and just pray everything that's going to work. Shit don't work like that.
Okay, then. Hey, it's time for that Eastside. It's time for that track.
Yep,
Eastside. Okay, go ahead. Introduce this.
This track right here is called Eastside. This is Scotty Ben. Check me out.
Yeah. Let me alleviate your stress. Conversations for a reason. space and give the other shit a rest. Teleporting my importance to a place where we connect. Spending time with my family. People gotta set me to keep my sanity. Staring at my son like shit, that's really me. Changed my life forever, now forever I am better. That's reality. Born with the sutures fused, cosmetic abnormality. 3 months old and already having surgery. My baby mama's crying, hold her close to told her this is why we pray. Everything's gonna be okay. I'll hold you down, you hold me down. We gon' make it through today, ay. Everything's gonna be okay. Shit, it had to be. Miss me with the tragedy, I'm happy where we at now. Peace of mind, my son is mine. Thanking everyone for sending prayers at that crucial time. Doing everything I could to help, but still couldn't help. I grew up on the east side.
Get up on that east side gang, boy.
East side!
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's where we located. Hey, that's where we located right now. It's on the east side.
East side all day.
All day. Man.
Man, you wrote. You wrote some true to life stuff right there, man. Ain't no.
And yeah, you know, when you told me to send you 3 songs, I'm like, man, I could. That's kind of hard, but I'm going to go ahead and give, show my different sides and what kind of music I like to make and the shit I'm on.
Oh.
And that track right there actually is like, shit, that's like a year and a half old, I think, now.
Oh. What? So you got more songs of your life.
Oh, I got a lot. I got a lot of shit. I got the next one I got for y'all is called Juiced Up. And that's an original track from like this young cat around here. He's like 19 years old, a producer named Kid Rari. And yeah, he's got the sauce, man. This kid's nice.
Wait, he's 19 years old? A producer?
Yeah, man, he's good. He fucks with the FL Studio.
Oh.
Man, people fuck with this Fruity Loops and just go crazy.
Hmm.
19? Shout out to the 19-year-old doing this, putting that work in.
Juiced up.
Yeah, yep.
So let's say this. So are you, obviously I pretty much know the answer, but I'm going to make sure here. Are you signed for label or are you?
No, I'm straight up independent. Like I said, I fuck with my guys, Throttle Quinn, and, we not necessarily launched it as a label yet. Right now we're still just pushing the brand and, you know, just us as a squad. Like in our area where we are, we run this whole area, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, so, shout out to Throttle Clan.
As far as like venturing out and really, really pushing like that, you know, we still got a lot of work to do, a lot of grinding, a lot of learning, you know, like everything's about, you know, relationships and networking and shit. You gotta be willing to pick up and go. So a lot of stuff we gotta do.
Man, it sound like you already got everything together there. You on the right path, man.
Hell nah, we just trying to go, man. Like, this music game is crazy. Like I said, everyone has their own avenue. You gotta find that shit and let it go. Like, for instance, I remember when we were down in Atlanta and Nashville and shit, we had met my guy Jake and I, and Marquis, like our producer who was working with us doing this tape. I met him when I was on the run up in Minnesota on the corner of shit, like 38th in Chicago or some shit, recording down in the studio at the bottom of like the t-shirt spot. Anyway, so he was with us. We're down in Nashville and shit, and that's when we had met Big Henry and Hecto. Big Henry is like grew up with Yellow Wolf and shit, you know.
Through that we had met
his guy, who is also dude's right-hand man and photographer cat, you know what I'm saying? So you randomly met these people, you start networking with motherfuckers. Before you know it, I dropped this Clarity album and shit 2 years ago. Sold out this spot up here at the Stone's Throw. Flew up my guy, Big Henry, to perform and shit. And I feel like that just, you know, that just set off another relationship. That's just shows you how things happen. And like his producer that had came up here, then I met him. Before you know that, he's one of my good homies. And you know, I learned a lot just from that situation, how everything's just about just being genuine and actually really like fucking with people. If you fuck with them, you do. If you don't, just keep it moving, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you hear me? Am I rambling or what?
Oh, no. Hey, you're doing good. Well, let me ask you this, because you used the word, like the Throttle Clan. Are you indigenous?
Yeah.
Are you Native American?
Nah. I'm mixed. I'm black and white.
Oh, okay.
I'm black. I'm down from Maslin, back, you know, by Canton and shit down there in Ohio.
Oh, he's from a good place.
I already knew something had to be clicking if you got some.
He still holds connectors down there.
Okay.
That's the Ohio Connect. Okay. So now you family then.
Yeah.
If you connect in Ohio, you family. You're part of the family too. So I guess we got to start calling.
Yeah, man. I fuck with my cousin dude down there, Charger Music. Shout out my cousin. He's a killer producer.
Oh, so music run in the fam then, huh?
Yeah, man. Music is a powerful thing. Music fucking saved me when I was younger, because I'm a mixed cat, but I'm like super light skinned, got like blue eyes, you know what I'm saying? But like when you look at me, you just know I'm a nigga, you know what I'm saying? But,
hey.
You know what I'm saying? But I was always a little different around here. Grew up around all these white people and shit, so I dealt with a lot of you know, negativity and hate and shit. And a lot of people, you know, I've met from other places, like never, a lot of people haven't really dealt with like racism and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people deal with the institutional bias and racism, you know, where they smile in your face and you leave and they're like, nah, we gonna redline this cat, you can't get in this area, you know what I'm saying? But where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, like people were just, they're wild, they don't even understand it, because they, you know, how would they understand that when they could never step foot into something that's different, that they're not used to? Like around here, they play into all the stereotypes and shit.
Wow, like, that's crazy.
You know, like, and they, you know, a cat you see on TV, like every black guy's gotta be a drug dealer, or gotta be a pimp, or gotta just be using that bitch's car that ain't his car. Like they've never seen successful black people before. You know
what
I'm saying? Wow. Yeah,
that's
so, like,
crazy.
It's a different world. It's a different world around here. So I dealt with a lot of crazy shit. So when I was younger, I actually was just writing poetry. I never really wrote rap ever. You know what I'm saying? I just wrote my thoughts down and shit, you know, as a way to channel my aggression, because I got to the point where I just started just knocking people in that shit, you know what I mean? Like, I was in the principal's office, like, all the time, really, every other day. It was just whatever, like, what's up, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Chase in here again. Like, yeah, he smacked the shit out of somebody by wood flash or something, you know what I mean? So my counselor and shit, shout out Mr. Thibodeau, dude that... He was always asking me what I listened to and shit. And at that time, I'm only listening to, like, Pac pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pac, like at that age, you don't really digest how much that shit influences the way you act and shit. And like my uncle Chucky, rest in, you know, rest in heaven, rest in paradise to him. He just passed away. You know, he was a real big civil rights activist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Look him up, Chucky McDo. But yeah. So he told me like, what do you listen to? Like the dude sat down, listened to like these records that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, like he really talked about how he feels, like how it made him feel. And I was like, this is why I like him. Like you can tell he's being genuine. Like this is really what he's thinking and how he's feeling, because you can hear it in his voice. And that's something that stuck with me too. You can tell when something's real. When someone, you can hear it in their voice that they're being sincere, you know what I mean?
Well, that's
and
funny.
He told me, and then he told me, like, just write your thoughts down, man. Don't let these people get to you and have control over you and shit. And from there, I just started writing down shit still in a book. I wasn't writing no rhymes at all, like, none of that shit.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and then one day one of my guys grabbed my book straight up, was listening to a beat, like, some Atmosphere or some RJD2 shit. And he like scratched off the words on my page, and then he was like, here, bob your head, and then try to say these words or some shit. And I just remember I like did it, and it was like real easy, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you just said bars, that's dope. And then from there on, I just started writing.
And it's been history after that. Man, you do have like that pop flow. He does have like that very first pop album. He does have that flow to it, you know. He does have that. That atmosphere, you do bring that atmosphere in the room where you like you gonna command that room.
Hey, it's like Busy said, don't let the light skin fool you.
Like Busy said, don't let the light skin fool you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, with that being said, and let's get to your last track, because I know we ran out of time here. What's that last track called?
Last track is called "Juiced Up" by Scotty Ben. Shout out Kid Rari on the production. It's still uncut. It's not even mixed or mastered. I'm giving you some straight raw shit.
Straight raw stuff? Oh, this is official.
This
then.
Is raw. This is raw. This
straight
is
raw stuff.
Right out the machine, right out the program. I bounced this shit for y'all just so you can see what I'm on right now, what I'm doing. Let me know what you think about that sample I threw in there and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, just fuck with me. Check it out.
Hey, DJ, this is all you. Let's go.
Was this exclusive?
Exclusive.
Hey, girl.
Yep, do stuff.
Dog don't bite unless you ask me.
Okay.
I've been working out some problems out here, staying out the way. She been twerking on the weekend, putting money in the safe. Grab that drink, let's celebrate. Grab that smoke, let's elevate. Contemplating what I should do next. My next move is my best. Don't make it sexy.
Hold up, bro. You killing this. I gotta take that back. Yeah, take that back from the top.
Take it back one more time.
That's an exclusive right here, man. Hey,
Scotty Benz.
I just met you.
Hey, girl, the dog don't bite.
I'm kind
of
juiced up.
Unless you ask me.
Juiced up.
Some problems out here, staying out the way. She been twerking on the weekend, putting money in the safe. Grab that drink, let's celebrate. Grab that smoke, let's elevate. Contemplating what I should do next. My next move is my best. Don't make me flex. Turn this music into checks. Less is more, bitch. I don't stress. Off that shit, just bought some drink. Fill up my cup, I can't feel my face. Call out my friends, now they on the way. Cleaning up, I better pick up my pace. Juiced up, hand blaze. I can't act my age. I could snap for days. Orbit outer space. Bring that ass right back. This shorty girl, stop playing all those games. She said when I get faded, I start acting kinda strange. I said shit, what you mean? Here's a shot, let me see how freaky you should be. Getting juiced up, ladies getting juiced up.
My niggas getting faded, that's nothing new to us.
Nah, that's nothing new to us, you know that's nothing new to us.
Niggas steady hating, must not be as cool as us.
Must not be as cool as us. They not,
I just bought some drink.
I did,
ladies getting juiced.
Oh, they getting juiced
up, ladies getting juiced up. Okay, she into me, I'm into her. Into her, lucky me, I'ma hit that verse. I'ma need you to be yourself. Let's party hard and turn this party out. Let me see what you be talking about. Let me see that booty popping out. Swine about that for that cash out. Toss it up and let it air out. That's the shit that we don't care about. Looking good, you got me acting out of public. That's the shit that I be preaching about. They must not be as cool as us. We don't fuck with clowns. We don't fuck around. My nigga, we hold it down. She don't like your style. She don't like your smile. Why you still around? That's the shit we need to figure out. Juiced up, I'm about to leave town. Making money off the rebound. Everything is what it seems now. She's about to get the keys now. When I'm cool with that, cause that booty fat, you know she about to get piped down.
I get a little crazy.
I
just bought some dreads.
I did.
Ladies getting juiced up.
Getting juiced up.
These ladies getting juiced up. My niggas getting faded. That's nothing new to us.
Nah, that's nothing new to us. You know that's nothing new to us.
Niggas getting must not be as cool as us.
Must not be as cool as us.
They not.
I just bought some drink.
I did.
Ladies getting juiced.
Ooh,
up.
They getting juiced up.
These ladies getting juiced up.
Okay.
Hey, that's Scotty Benz. And that's Juiced Up. And exclusive. Before it's mixed down. And exclusive. Scotty Benz is in the building.
Hotness. Hot.
Hey.
You fucking with it?
Oh, yeah. Man. It's fire.
You know.
Fire. Got that man. Heat.
I love you was going to send this other one just because I couldn't decide between them.
Oh, I was waiting for the other one. I was waiting for the euros and pesos. Euros and pesos. That's what I was waiting for. That's the one I was waiting for. I heard you do that one live on your page. So euros and pesos. Yeah. That's what I was waiting for. But you, hey,
okay.
Hey, thanks for this one. Hey, well, thanks for this one right here, man, because that one's just as fire.
Hey, okay. So, what do you think about that sample?
Ha, it's a classic sample from, I'm trying to think of the movie. Oh, man. What movie was that?
You know what it is.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue, too.
Yeah, don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to use that part. It was like, like where he pops the henny, but I couldn't get the right spot for it. So I was like, I'm going to pump my brakes.
Hey, like I said, Scotty Benz, hey, it's about time for us to get up out of here. With that being said, Scotty, man, you're family, man. You have your home here.
Hey,
here
you,
with
man.
Us, here on Side Hustle, man. But thank you for doing this good music. Continue to do this good music. We're a supporter. Yeah. Hey, we got you.
Thank you, man.
Here. Hey, you want
to
give your crew
can't wait to talk to you again.
Hey, you want to give your crew a shout-out? Throttle Clan?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Throttle Clan. Check us out on YouTube, Throttle Clan TV. Shout us out at, check me out at any platform, whatever it is. You're going to find me on there. Scotty Benz, SKOTTYBENZ.
On everything.
100%.
Scotty Benz on everything. That's social media platform. Just Google him. Scotty Benz on everything.
Welcome me, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all stay blessed.
Oh, man, you too, man. Like I said, I know you had a long day. Thank you for coming out, hanging out, and showing out
anytime,
with your
anytime.
Music.
Anytime.
Okay. Peace, fam.
Peace, man.
Hey, man, that's Scotty Benz in the building. Man, that was a... Man, hey.
Hot.
I know we ran out of time. Hey, we told you how to follow him on social media. That's Scotty Benz on everything. And it's about time for us to get up out of here. Continue to follow us on social media. Hey, check out our new Hustle Brand Entertainment on IG. No, well, I think it's social brand. It will be social brand.
Let's get Hustle. To that point. Yeah. You just got to say it.
Yeah, Hustle Brand. ENT on everything.
It's getting to be a thing for everybody being on everything.
Making that
word, making it hot. Make everybody rock with it. Everything.
Yeah, maybe making that work hot and that you know hot too. So yeah, follow us on our page and be on the lookout for our Hustle Brand Radio, where you have a place where to hear our shows over and over and over and over again. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. And follow me on social media. That's Hef Chulo.
You
on
know.
IG.
Yeah. And DJ DEEPOISC on
everything. That's that DJ the Poise on everything. And
yeah. I guess we're out.
Until next week. Next week.
Peace. Hustle.